Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. Stand up for your country. 1 week. So I go to the polls, and I will be there a week from today, casting my ballot. I told you up front, I cannot vote for Harris Biden. I say Harris Biden because Harris is really who the far left wants in the job of president. And Biden is a placeholder. He'll do what he's told, but he's not really what the socialists want. Kamala is. And so I can't vote for them. Now, I've gone over it and over and over it. I'm not going to be redundant as it becomes maybe next Monday. I'll run it down again, the danger of the Democratic ticket. But at this point, I want to give you nuts and bolts today, and we'll answer a lot of your questions. Also, a bit later on, your direct questions. So I was listening to Hannity on a radio yesterday, and Newt Gingrich was on. And he says it's going to be a big landslide for Trump and the Republicans. He's convinced of it. Now, the speaker is a savvy political player. There's no doubt about that. I can't subscribe to what he says. Now, I hope he's right. I do. But, boy, the indicators are it's going to be so close. Now, this program, you should know, we don't root. Even though I have been upfront with you, and this is the first time I've ever done it in my career, about the danger I see from this election. I'm not rooting because that would skew my coverage. And so when I was popping around last night, every single program was rooting for either Biden or Trump, every one. And the network news was so derelict, they didn't even cover at ABC News, they didn't even cover the Amy Coney Barrett election by the Senate to the Supreme Court, because it is an election. 52-48, every Democrat voted against Amy Coney Barrett. They have to, because if they didn't, Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer from New York, would cut off their money. So next time they ran, they wouldn't have any money from the Democratic National Committees and the Democratic PACs. So they have to vote that way. Pelosi does that in the House. McConnell does it too, to some extent, on the Republican side, but not that. So that's what you saw. They weren't voting about Amy Coney Barrett. They were voting like, if I don't go along with Schumer and vote against her, I'm not going to get any money. Now that's the swamp, all right? That's not what these politicians should be doing. All right, so let's get into the election. So Rasmussen, yesterday we told you Trump eked ahead by 1 point. This is a national poll. Rasmussen was right last time around. Today, Biden's back in front by 2. Now, this is a margin of error. They're in the zone. So what Rasmussen is signaling, and they talked to 1,500 likely voters, Democrat 37, Republican 33, other 30. What they're signaling is go either way. And that's what I believe at this point. Job performance, 51% of likely U.S. voters approved President Trump's job performance, according to Rasmussen, 48% disapprove. It's a good number for Trump. Okay? It's a better number than he's had, and that continues to hold steady.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, I got a lot of mail about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and scandal and all of that. It's not going to override COVID. All right, so there's not going to be a surge of voters going voting against Joe Biden because of the Hunter Biden connection. Don't think that's going to happen. People don't like Biden are now convinced he's corrupt. People who are on the fence about Biden are voting COVID and the economy, not voting Hunter. My opinion, but it's an educated opinion. So the COVID thing is really, really the deciding factor in this election. I told you, Donald Trump loses because of COVID. It's women voters. Women voters. They are frustrated, still fearful. I'm generalizing. I have to generalize in case like this. But a lot of women voters who are traditional, who may not like Joe Biden or buying into Trump didn't do anything. Now, I can do that, snap my fingers and destroy that argument by just pointing at Europe. So Merkel didn't do anything. Macron didn't do anything. Boris Johnson didn't do anything. They have it worse than we have it over there. So you can't blame any one person. But COVID is not a winner for Donald Trump. It's not. And if the women come out and go, well, I give somebody else a chance, that's going to be big. That's why it's so close now. Men will vote for Donald Trump by about 5 to 10%. The women are holding back. Okay, so let me back up what my opinion, a little polling. NBC News Survey Monkey poll, beginning of this month. How worried are you someone in your family be exposed to the virus? 65% are worried. It's a big number. Big number. Harris poll, middle of October. Which of the following best describes your response to the coronavirus? I have taken steps to make sure I leave my residence as little as possible. 71%. Huge. Gallup poll. Are you worried about where you will get coronavirus? September, 49%, down from 58% in August. But there's been that resurgence. Okay, is it important for the candidates to take positions on the virus? 95% say yes. So it is about COVID. I think that overrides the economy even. People are angry, frustrated, all of that.
Hang tough, and here's an announcement.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, today, Donald Trump, he's in Lansing, Michigan. Okay, then he goes to West Salem, Wisconsin. All right, then he goes to Omaha, Nebraska, which is an Iowa play as well. It's Omaha's very close to Iowa. And then he goes to Nevada, where he'll campaign tomorrow. Joe Biden, he's going to Warm Springs, Georgia. That's where FDR had a little place down there. It's where he died. It's where FDR died, out of Warm Springs. Anyway, Biden doesn't go out very much, and a reporter asked him about that. Roll the tape.
There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party laying out where we're going to go, getting their input and the like. So we're constantly, there's not been a day that hasn't been a 12-hour day yet.
Yeah, but you get to take naps during that 12-hour day. You're down in your house, in your basement, the big couch. All right, so I think that's hurt them. I think some voters who are not, you know, fanatical Republicans or Democrats are going, this guy's not out there very much. But he's, you know, it's a leisurely thing. But he thinks he's going to win. We'll see tomorrow.